morning, everyone. We are in the middle of Mitzvah Yud Aleph, the 11th Mitzvah of the Torah, that we should not find chametz in our Rishus, in our domain over the holiday of Pesach. We'll need to know this information going into this, so we'll just say it before. So there are actually two mitzvahs that sound very similar. There is the one that I cannot find any chametz in my domain, and the prohibition, which is mitzvah chaf, the 20th mitzvah of the Torah, that I cannot see chametz in my prohibition. So even though they sound very similar, they are two separate mitzvahs. One is this one, and the other one we'll see, God willing, in some point soon. That's the 20th mitzvah of the Torah. So we're in the middle over here. So dini ha-mitzvah, the laws of the mitzvah are as follows. There are many laws as they pertain to this mitzvah. Kigon, im hifkid chemso b'yad achirim madino. For example, let's say I take some of my chametz and I give it to someone else before Pesach. So now it's not going to be in my domain, but technically I still own this chametz. So what is the halacha if I take my chametz and put it in someone else's property? What's the halacha there? Oh, achirim b'yado. Or alternatively, someone else takes their chametz and they give it to me and put it in my property before Pesach. What is the halacha there? V'chein chametz hekdesh. Let's say you have chametz that is sanctified. It's meant to go to the Beis HaMikdash. So it's not really yours because it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. So what's the halacha with that? B'yado, it's in your hands. Oh, shel goy. Or let's say you have chametz that belongs to a non-Jewish person. B'achrayas or shlo b'achrayas. Whether you accept it, whether there's a lot of alumnus over here on how exactly it works when I acquire something from a Jew and the like. But let's say a non-Jewish person, they took some of their chametz and they gave it to you, and maybe you accepted responsibility over it, or maybe you did not accept responsibility over it. Both of those have various halachic ramifications. Another law, goy alam shehifkid alo chametz. Let's say you're a non-Jewish person who essentially aggressively he gave you some chametz and he put it in your domain. So in that situation where you didn't really necessarily accept any sort of responsibility whatsoever, so what's going to be the halacha? V'din ta'aroves chametz im ovrin alav. Also included in this halacha, in this mitzvah, is let's say you have a mixture of chametz, right? The whole thing is not pure chametz, it's a mixture. V'apas she'ipsha ma'dino, and let's say you have some bread, but it's old and moldy bread. So that's not, no one's going to eat that chametz, so what's the halacha with that? V'yeser prata, and all many other additional laws. Mevar mepesach rishon can be found in Pesach Rishon in Meseches Pesachim. Finally, v'noheges b'zachar m'vin akevos. This applies to both men and to women. Mechol makom v'chozman, in every location and at all times. V'over aleha. And a person who violates this prohibition, v'nimtza chametz b'shuso b'mezid, and it's found that he has essentially allowed chametz to be found in his domain, avar al shnei lavin, a person who does this, allows purposely allowing chametz to be in his domain on Pesach, violates two prohibitions, bishum bal yirah v'bal yimatza, the two prohibitions, this one and mitzvah chaf, the 20th mitzvah of you shall not find and you shall not see any chametz in your domain. However, the only time a person would actually ever get malchus, would get lashes for violating this commandment, is if you actually did a real action. Kigon, what would an action be? So let's say a person baked some bread and they put it in their house, they kept it in their house. Or he went out and bought some chametz and he stored it in his home. So in either of these situations, if he finds that that this happens on Pesach, that he still has the stuff on Pesach and he did it on purpose, then he's going to get malchus. But if he didn't actually do a real action, rather, he just forgot. He left some chametz in his house from before Pesach. He really wanted to get rid of it, but he just totally forgot. A person does not actually get malchus for this. That the general rule, the general halacha is, that a person who does not a prohibition that does not involve an actual action, you do not get malchus for that, as we have stated before. So that brings us to the end of Mitzvah Yud Aleph, of the 11th Mitzvah, and God willing, tomorrow we'll continue with Mitzvah Yud Beis, but for now,